There's a certain sound always follows me around when you're close to me.
We're doing social media as we go here on the air.
I can see this as well.
That's what radio's all about, social media and radio simultaneously.
Well, Katie just got this kind of uncomfortable look on her face as she was looking at me. There wasn't a little distress. It was like, I'm looking at you, and I got a smile because there's someone taking my picture.
I know. Look at Bruce, look at me. What's, you know,
cause, you know,
not
there's
very
a,
good
there's
options,
a different
actually.
Smile you give when you're just smiling and you're happy about something than when you're taking a picture. So she's looking at me giving the picture smile because you're taking the picture. Was that a profile picture or how did...
Oh, we're kind of straight on there.
Okay. It's an ultimate cheesy shot, I'm sure. So be sure you go on WEOL's Facebook page to see it.
Exactly.
Laugh at me.
Women enjoy having their picture taken to them after they come out of a snow, you know, pile and with all the scarves and hats and everything. It is 8:12 at WEOL. Good morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And joining us this morning is health education specialist Katie Bevan with the Lorain County General Health District. Craig, I got a little happy heart from Andy Williams this morning because we're all about the heart. We are in February for you, Craig, the Valentine's month as well. And so we're going to talk about our heart today. Important. You know, there's a public service announcement where it's the heart talking to the guy, and he goes, you should stop doing that, because if I stop, you will stop.
Mm-hmm.
Very profound, Craig, mm-hmm. I think. You know, mm-hmm. your heart's always beating, whether you know it or not. And a lot of things affect the heart. Let's talk about stress.
Absolutely.
It's one of the top things. It's a different kind of a, you think of things you eat and things you exercise, but stress is really a heart effector. Talk about that.
Yeah, stress does play a role in our body, in our function. And so sometimes we think stress is perhaps a four-letter word, you know, that it's not something we want. We want to avoid it. But stress is actually not always bad. It's a normal response to change in our body. So when we... something I mentioned this morning, I woke up, I missed my alarm. And so I woke up suddenly in bed and my heart was racing, my adrenaline was pumping. This was a normal stress response because I thought I was going to miss this morning, which I didn't, clearly. But that's a normal response to stress. But what is wrong with stress is when you have this chronic stress, you have it over and over again for long periods of time. And what happens is your stress response doesn't turn off. So it's on almost constantly. And that is when it can be detrimental to your health, especially your heart being one of those things.
So in other words, when it's stress is always at what level orange or whatever you want to call it, it's up there. It's pumping faster. It's trying to get more blood, more oxygen. Is that
sure. Yeah. Your heart rate increases when you're stressed, which we know is not always good. It might be good for a period of time when you're exercising or what have you, but it needs to slow back down and regulate again. Another response to stress is your blood pressure increases. And we know that an increase of blood pressure can lead to, you know, problems with your heart, such as hypertension, heart disease, and those sort of things, other cardiovascular problems. So we want to really keep those things, heart rate and blood pressure, at check.
When you talk about extended periods of stress, are there times when a person doesn't even recognize that's the case?
Absolutely. I mean, so you know, your normal is what you know. And so if you have been at a heightened state of stress for a long period of time, it has become your normal. And so you may not even realize that you're under as much stress as you truly are, which is why it's important to manage stress. We cannot eliminate all stress from our lives. We know that. But managing it is really key. And so just as each person responds to stress in a different way almost, or has a little bit of a different reaction, it's important that you also find stress management styles that, you know, meet your needs.
Well, you got three ways to manage stress this morning. Talk about some of them.
I do. And these are just some tips. And so it might work for you or it might not, but why don't we try it and see how it might help you. So one is to find some peace and quiet. So in the middle of a busy day, whatever that looks like for you, maybe you're out on the road running from client to client, or you're in the office or at home with your kids and it's crazy. Set a timer for yourself, just 3 to 5 minutes. Go away. Maybe it's the bathroom. Maybe it's a dark room, whatever it is, just close your eyes and focus on your breathing. So inhaling through your nose, exhaling through your mouth, and focusing on just your breathing, not your to-do list, nothing else, just your breathing. And if you want to meditate and focus on a couple of words, you know, as you breathe in and breathe out, you can do that. Maybe prayer's a part of this for you, depending on your lifestyle. Whatever it is, just slow down your breathing and focus just on you for a few minutes.
Peace and quiet, Bruce. How about 8:45 this morning?
Well, I was going to go at 8:40, but if you want to go 8:45, we can sit here for 3 minutes and
say silence.
Absolutely nothing. I'm all for that. positive self-talk you have here. I guess this is just giving you good thoughts, I guess.
Absolutely. And really, more than just positive talk, I guess, a shift in your perspective. So rather than thinking, oh, I will never get all of this done today, you know, shift your perspective to thinking, well, I can get these three of 10 things done today, and I'll do them well, rather than rushing around trying to get it all done. Just get the top three priorities done or whatever it is for you. Shift your perspective on looking at things in a smaller way. A quick example of this, when I was about 4 days into graduate school, I had a breakdown moment. And I had this sudden realization that I was going to be working, doing school, doing family, and how was I going to balance it all? And I had a major emotional moment there. But what I adopted 4 days into grad school was this mantra or a question, I guess. You know, how do you eat an elephant? And you eat an elephant just one bite at a time. And so that, for me, has It took me through grad school and able to balance it all and look at things, shifting my perspective, looking at things in smaller chunks, things that I could manage.
You also mentioned you have sort of a moment in a breakdown. And in a sense, I would assume if there's a moment where you suddenly break down and cry or something, that is sort of a release, as long as you know once it's over with how to deal with those situations too.
You're right. And releasing those emotions is really important. And that was, for me in that situation, was very important. And then it was, what was I going to do after that? Was I going to, you know, feel sorry for myself that I had?
Or relive that.
Yeah, kind of exactly. Thing. Or find a solution and move forward. And that's what I chose to do. And that's a great way to manage stress.
Sometimes writing things down, too, getting them out of your head, because sometimes you use your head as sort of like a storage space, and you just kind of have this list that's going on in your head. If you kind of write things down and you can sort of then see them and know that you need to go back to them, you don't have to carry them with you everywhere you go.
Absolutely.
Just leave them either at work or take them to at home. Physical activity. This is good for everything, but for stress, how does that help us?
Yeah, well, for stress, you know, within 30 to 60 minutes of doing physical activity, you're lowering your blood pressure already, just right there. So that is helping with heart health, as well as when we come to just talking about stress, physical activity can help you to let go of tension. So rather than focusing on a problem or situation that has your, you know, feathers ruffled, you're focusing on going harder, going longer. Maybe you're going for a walk outside and you're looking at the scenery around you. You're letting go of tension and you're focusing on something positive around you.
It takes that fight response, which would either be running away, which is physical activity, or whooping somebody, which is physical activity. But instead, what we do is we kind of have that same response, but we're not acting on it. This physical activity kind of releases that and takes care of that part of the response then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Still doing the walks?
We are. Every Monday at 5:30 p.m. at the Splash Zone in Oberlin, we have Lorain County Fitness Walks, as well as on Thursdays at the Amherst Mercy Recreation and Health Center.
Beyond that, I'm guessing, too, that diet can play a factor in reducing stress or keeping it in check?
Yeah, it can. You know, what we put into our body is basically what we're going to get out. And so the healthier the options are that you're filling and fueling your body with, the better your body's going to run for you, or work rather for you. And this really plays a big key into heart health. And so getting lots of fruits and vegetables in your diet, even in the summertime when, you know, the farm markets aren't open, but certainly our grocery stores are filled with colorful fruits and vegetables that can add lots of nutrients and vitamins to your diet.
Today's accent section of the Chronicle Telegram tells us that the juice is not over with. These drinks, you know, Craig, where you've got the orange, carrot, ginger, kale, cucumber, and celery. Did you just say?
Yeah, I could go for one of those right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe, maybe a little bit later. We'll work on that sort of thing. But those are the types of things that people are looking for, different ways to get their fruits and vegetables to help with our heart.
Yeah, you can be creative and really mix it up and add things to, like you mentioned, juicing or smoothies. You know, just add things in. If you're making pancakes one morning for breakfast, be sure you add some fruit, whether on top or into the mix. It's one way to sneak in more more fruits and vegetables into your diet.
Now, you always want people to quit smoking for your heart. Now, we had the, it was last year in November area, they had the smoke off or the smoke out to stop doing that. But I guess quitting smoking is kind of a key to helping your heart no matter what.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, within 20 minutes after you quit smoking, your blood pressure and your heart rate are already starting to recover and get back to that normal rate that your body really wants you to be at. And it's interesting that so quickly after quitting smoking or just putting a cigarette down, your body's already trying to bring you back to where it wants and needs you to be.
Katie, a sidebar story. We've had stories in the news the past couple of days about measles outbreaks in different states across the country. A story today from a health group that says when it comes to immunizations, Ohio is tied for last in that category. What does the general health district do in terms of immunization clinics, and are those available?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you brought that up. So every the last Tuesday of every fourth Tuesday of every month, we have our adult health clinics, our immunization clinics, and those are held at the Lorain County General Health District on Murray Ridge Road in Elyria. And so the next adult immunization clinic will be Tuesday, February 24th from 1 to 6 p.m. It's just a walk-in clinic, so you don't need to make an appointment. You just come in and we will get you up to date on your immunizations, as well as we have many, many child immunization clinics that go on throughout each month all around the county from north to south, east to west. We really have them in your community where you're at. And so if you have a child who needs to get caught up on their immunizations, especially when we've been talking about the measles, if they need their MMR vaccine or any others, please check out our website. It's LorainCountyHealth.com, and you can find the schedule right there on our homepage.
Craig, if you go there as well, you can also find out how the restaurants fared in the latest food and safety inspection, too.
Really?
At that location, too. It's something interesting.
Yeah, if you're going out for Valentine's Day, don't want your date to, you know, end up sick or anything like that, and take them to the finest joint in Lorain County, you can go on there and check out the inspection site.
Or you can cook something yourself from the fresh recipes they have at livehealthylorainecounty.com. So a lot of good, healthful advice there at the health department. Katie, thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thank you, guys.